USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the Democrats trailing in recent polls of Iowa caucus goers, promising to press on regardless of how things go in that state tomorrow. Most recent polls in Iowa have Amy Klobuchar with about 15% support, putting her behind candidates Biden, Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg. But then again, the rest of the hopefuls are down at 1 or 2%. Klobuchar says it's way too early for her to consider packing it in.
I'm going to New Hampshire no matter what. There's a debate. I'm on the debate stage. I've got the endorsements of every major paper in New Hampshire. And so, of course, I'm going there. We have a strong operation there and then going beyond.
She spoke on Fox News Sunday. The first death involving the coronavirus outside China has been reported in the Philippines. A 40-year-old man dying yesterday after being admitted to the hospital with a fever. It's killed over 300 people in China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The impeachment process against President Trump, which was launched by House Democrats last September, is going to be wrapping up this week. Tomorrow we'll hear final arguments from the two sides at the Senate trial, and then the president's expected to be acquitted with a vote on Wednesday. Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander says he thinks the Senate trial was fair and that the president should be acquitted.
I think what he did is a long way from treason, bribery, high crimes and misdemeanors. I don't think it's the kind of inappropriate action that the framers would expect the Senate to substitute its judgment for the people in picking a president.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Super Bowl 54 kicks off in a matter of hours at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. A crowd of over 60,000 fans expected to be there in person to see it. Millions more, of course, on TV. As the San Francisco 49ers play the Kansas City Chiefs for the league championship. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump accusing candidate Michael Bloomberg of trying to get the Democratic National Committee to, in the president's words, rig the election against Bernie Sanders. The president making that remark in an early morning tweet, saying, quote, many of the ads you are watching were paid for by Mini Mike Bloomberg. He added, Bloomberg is getting nowhere and just wasting money with his White House campaign. Trump concluding, they are doing it to Bernie again, like 2016. One of the last remaining Navajo code talkers from World War II is dead. Joe Vandiver Sr. passing away on Friday in Haystack, New Mexico. He was 96. The code talkers served in the U.S. Marine Corps during the war, using their native Navajo language to create a code that the Japanese were never able to break. Hundreds of Navajo served, but today less than a handful are still alive. After the war, Vandiver became a medicine man and worked to promote his culture and language. He leaves behind 8 children, 36 grandchildren, and 55 great-grandchildren. And it's Groundhog Day 2020, and they gathered on Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania this morning as Punxsutawney Phil emerged from his burrow and did not see his shadow. It now means, well, according to Phil, that we'll have an early spring. Had he seen his shadow, it would have meant we'd get 6 more weeks of winter. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.